This year is being dedicated Lilui Nishmas Maros Racholeya Reb Chaim Svi. We know that Tanakh is divided up into three sections, Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. Part of Nevi'im is a section called Treyasar, which is translated as the 12 prophets, which are small nevuas that were put together into one sefer of Treyasar. The first of this is Hosea. The last parak of Hosea is the beginning of the Haftorah for Shabbos Shuva. And in fact, people make a mistake by saying, why is it called Shabbos Shuva, not Shabbos Tishuva? And it's because of the beginning of the Haftorah is Shuva Yisrael. And therefore, the name of the Shabbos, as we have by Shabbos Nachamu, and by other Shabboses, comes from the Haftorah, and hence the Shabbos is called Shabbos Shuva. Hosea Perek Yudalad, which is the last Perek in Hosea, the pasuk before where the Haftorah begins, gives us a bit of historical background. We'll just begin with that pasuk very briefly for the historical perspective. Te'asham shomron ki marata beloheha, b'cherev yipolu ololehem yirtashu v'hariotav yivkau. So it describes how Shomron is going to be utterly destroyed. Hosea is at the time before the Golos of Shomron, of the 10 tribes. And this is the prophecy which is throughout his Nevuah, is describing the sins of Shomron, and ultimately they're going to be vanquished. And this describes the Churban in very, very dramatic terms. Te'asham Shomron. Shomron is going to be completely shmama. It's going to be completely desolate. Why? Because they have rebelled against Hashem. And the sword, they're going to fall. The young people are going to be split open. The pregnant women are going to be as well, swords put through them. They'll be speared. It's a very, very graphic prophecy describing the downfall of Shomron. And then we begin the Haftorah of Shabbos Shuva. Shabbos Shuva's Haftorah is from a number of sections in Treyasar. I'd like just to focus on the one, Emir Tzashem, from Hosea. It begins, Pasuk Beis, Shuva Yisrael, Tashem Elokecha, Ki Kashalta Bavonecha. Very, very famous Pasuk, very beautiful Pasuk. I'd like to translate the Pasuk, raise a number of questions, and try to be able to create not only a literary analysis of the Pasuk based on some of the Mefarshim, but try to be able to extrapolate what ideas we can learn from this Pasuk for our lives, particularly as a guiding force, as a guiding light in this period of Elul and the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, of how we can better ourselves. So Shuva Yisrael is a call, Shuva, return Yisrael, and return Ad Hashem Elokecha, until Hashem your God. Why? Ki kashalta bavonecha, because you have stumbled in your sin. So if we analyze this for a number of moments, we know that Shuva Yisrael, we have to ask ourselves, is Yisrael a reference to the 10 tribes or a reference to the 2 tribes? We know after that Shlomo HaMelech dies, Rechavam, his son, becomes king over Yehuda Minyamin, and Yeravam becomes king over the 10 tribes, which is called Malchus Yisrael, Malchus Yosef. And after Yeravam, other kings take over. And there's really 2 different Malchios. There's the 10 tribes and the 2 tribes. And we know the Nevi'im either speak to one or the other, or sometimes some Nevi'im speak to both. So Tshuva Yisrael, to whom is this a reference to? Next, we have to analyze the phrase Ad Hashem Elokecha. Ad is a connotation until. If we take a peek at the next pasuk, Pasuk Gimel, Chui Machem Varim V'Shuvu El Hashem, Imru Elav Kol Tisa Avon V'Kach Tov V'Neshama Parim Sfateinu. So in Pasuk Gimel, we have El Hashem, to Hashem. So the obvious question we have to ask ourselves is, if we have 2 psukim describing the tshuva process, what is the difference between Ad Hashem, which would seem to be until Hashem, and El Hashem, which is mamish, you're reaching Hashem? What's the difference between Ad and El, and how do we understand the ramifications for us? Ki kashalta bavonecha. This is a very fascinating insight. Avon, there are many different words used for sin. There's chayt, avon, pesha. While chayt is often described as a sin we've done b'shogeg, by accident, avon is a sin we've done b'meisin, on purpose. Kashalta means to stumble. And stumbling usually has the connotation of, oh, I done it by accident. You know, it's like you trip over somebody. Say, oh, I'm so sorry. I tripped. I didn't mean to, you know, step on your toe. So we find almost a contradiction. If you're a kashalta, if you are stumbling, so that seems to be accidental. And yet avon is on purpose. So how do I reconcile ki kashalta bavonecha, that I've stumbled on purpose? Either I've done it by accident or I've done it on purpose. How do we understand these two phrases together? So those are the questions that we will Mirth Hashem struggle with in understanding this pasuk. Let's begin with Shuva Yisrael, to whom is this a reference to? So this we'll see is a machloka between Rashi and Mitzvah Stavi. And it's not only machloka between them, and technically it really is a machloka ashkafically. Rashi says the following, Shuva Yisrael, Sheba Eretz Yehuda, that this nevuah is not a reference to the two tribes, Tasham Sharon, they're going to be destroyed. But Shuva Yisrael, this is now Hoshea talking to the two tribes, to Yehuda and Binyamin. You should do tshuva. Pen yikre etchem kishomron. Lest what happened to Shomron will happen to you. Lechach nismechu ha'inyanim. So according to Rashi, this is not a reference to the ten tribes. Tasham Shomron, they'll be destroyed, but a reference to Yehuda. Wake up and take a lesson from what happened to them, lest it happen to you. Mitzvah David, on the other hand, says no. Shuva Yisrael, he adds a very crucial word. Lachain Shuva Yisrael. Ki ba'avur avonecha ba'alecha michshol asarazo. Because of your sin, all of these michsholim, all of these stumblings, which he is interpreting as all of these saro, all the repercussions of your sins, all that has transpired, which obviously solves that problem that we just mentioned of the michshol and the avonecha. Because you have done an avon, a sin, ba'olecha, michsholim ha'elu, all of these sins, all of these stumblings, all of these repercussions have now occurred. So therefore, he first tells them, Tesham Shamron, you're going to be destroyed. But don't give up hope. Lachain tshuva Yisrael. But do tshuva. There is still hope for you. You've messed up. You're going to suffer because of it. There's always a chance to do tshuva. And that really forms the difference in approach to between Rashi and Mitzvah Stavi of, is there a point, and this is a very famous inyan in the Rambam, that perhaps there can be a point in life where you can no longer do tshuva. You've may cross the line where you've fallen so badly, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you so many chances that, you know, we take for granted that tshuva is always open for us. And this idea, what Rashi is telling us is, no, Tasham Shamron, you've crossed the line. Yehuda, now here is your chance to learn from them. But Mitzvah David is saying, no, Lachain Tshuva Yisrael, it's always an open door. No matter how far you've fallen, you still have the opportunity. You have not yet crossed that line. You can still do tshuva. So Tshuva Yisrael, according to Rashi, it's the two tribes. It's Eretz Yehuda and Binyamin. According to the Mitzvah David, it's Yisrael, the ten tribes, and obviously moving away from the historical perspective of the Navi, Shuva Yisrael is a call to you and me, to Klal Yisrael, to Am Yisrael, that we need to do tshuva, that we need to return. And we're returning Ad Hashem Elokecha. And here again, we need to note, aside from the word Ad, there's two names of Hashem that's used in this pasuk. There's Hashem, which is Yudke Vavke, which is Amidas HaRachamim, and there's Elokecha, which is Amidas HaDin, which is a strict judgment. So what is the understanding of using both terminologies? Why not just say Ad Hashem or Ad Elokecha? What do we learn from both Hashem as well as Elokecha? So to answer this last question of why Hashem and Elokecha, Rashi tells us from the Gemara and Yuma the following insight. Tani b'shem Rabbi Meir, Shuva Yisrael be'od shehu Hashem b'midas harachamim. You should return, Rabbi Meir says, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still Hashem. Return while things haven't gone in that bad. Return while you've just fallen. Hashem, we're Tzmidas HaRachamim, where Hashem will gladly embrace you. V'im la, and if you don't return then Elokecha midas hadin. Then there's going to be a judgment. There's going to be yisurim. There are going to be challenges that are going to force you to do tshuva. Life experiences are going to put you in a situation where you're going to have to do tshuva. Ad lo yisavet sanegoria kategoria. Before Kadosh Baruch Hu becomes an accuser and is still on the level of defense, this is the time to do tshuva. So the pasuk is really an opening and a welcoming pasuk to usher in Shabbos tshuva, to usher in the time the Aseret make tshuva, Shabbos mindset. Shabbos we know is the essence of tshuva. Shabbat and Teshuva are the same letters. It's a very special pasuk of Shuva Yisrael. And when should you return? Ad Hashem. Return to Hashem. Don't allow it to be Elokecha. Recognize that if you're not going to take the opportunities that Hashem gives you, a Rosh Hashanah, an Aser Simei Tshuva, Shabbos Tshuva, Yom Kippur, you're not going to take these wonderful opportunities of an Iladoti V'dodili, where the king is in the field. So then you're going to be forced to do Tshuva. You're going to be forced to come to realization that you're living your life in a false way. What you're doing is wrong. But rather than having to be forced into that accusatory situation, come when things are still good. And in that way, you're not going to need to have all those challenges and difficulties to bring you to that same realization and that same level of tshuva. Ad Hashem Elokecha, return to Him while He's still Hashem before it reaches the level of Elokecha. But my friends, I think there are other levels that we can understand in this phrase of Ad Hashem Elokecha. And I like to look at three different approaches. And again, there is so much to learn. We're just taking mamish a smattering of all these psukim. There's so much written on them. The first is on page one, the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes, where it's bracketed, points out on the left-hand side, B'medrash Psikta. The Medrash Psikta notes, Ad Hashem Elokecha, Hashem Yitzbarach Eid Badovar. The Medrash says, don't read it as Ad, until, but read it with a different vocalization as aid, as a witness. Shehu mifaresh ad lashon eidut ayin sham. The Medrash Psikta understands it about eidus, that Hashem can testify to our tshuva. And the Sfas Emes on this explains something very, very beautiful and powerful. Obeir ha'inyan shevada yesh hirurei tshuva b'chol ish Yisrael. Obviously, all of us have hirurei tshuva. Right? We all have this feeling at this time of the year, I want to tell us this year is going to be different. This is really what I want. V'Hashem Yisparach Bochein Libos V'Klayos. And Hashem is able to discern these thoughts, these feelings. V'Ita Ad Shelo Nosra Machshava B'Leiv. Hashem Yisparach Makirba. Ad Hashem Elokecha. Even before they reach the level of Machshava, even before we can articulate them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is aware of them. V'zeu nemar gam kein ha-machshava tova. And this is, holds true by a good thought. Sha'af al-pi she'en adam yachol. La'tot atzmo l'gamre l'tshuva. Even though a person may not be able to push themselves or to move themselves entirely into the level of tshuva, they still have that desire, the thought, the spark to do that. Afopikein mo'il hayikia li lamidat halev b'ma she'ein nikar ladam atzmo v'ashem yisbarach eid al tshuva zu v'zehu gam ken l'shon ha-rambam she'eid alav yodea talumot perush yodea talumot af ma she'ne'alam meinei hadam atzmo k'mo she'katuv. So the idea being, says the Sfas Emes, is that these hirurei tshuva don't feel as if they're totally wasted and totally lost. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is Yodea Talumos, who knows that which is hidden, recognizes these stirrings and will account for this positively in our account. And we have to recognize that Ad Hashem Elokecha means that Hashem is an aid. Hashem is a witness in this, which means that Hashem can testify that yes, this person has these ha'arot, has these thoughts, has these positive motivation. And why is this so important? Because obviously this isn't enough. We need to mamish do tshuva. Why is it sufficient just to have this edus, this testimony? So perhaps we can just add on this fasemes, is that we know there's an idea, pitchu li petach kechudo shel machat. We have to open up the opening of an eye's worth of a needle. And then a Kadosh Baruch Hu opens the rest of the way. And what I think the Sfasemis is really teaching us here is that there's a certain dynamic of tshuva. Tshuva isn't one way, right? We have many psukim of tshuva lai v'tshuva elecha. Return to me, says Hashem, and I will return to you. There's a give and take. There's a back and forth. When we take the initiative, when we have these hirurei tshuva, this is going to be different. I really want to. This is what I want to do, all right? I want to learn Shmiras HaLashon every day. I want to do Parsha every week, whatever it is. I want to do an act of chesed. I want to be better in whatever area, whatever midah. That here, Hurei Tshuva, even if we haven't articulated it fully, will create the response where Kadosh Baruch Hu will give us that Siyata Deshmaya. He'll give us those ha'aros. He'll give us those inspirations. He'll give us those insights so that we'll be able then to take that inspiration from Hashem and then move it to the next level, move it to the level of the concrete and the level of the practical. And that's why we have to be aware that when suddenly we feel these stirrings, and then we find, you know, somebody out of the blue calls us up and says, you know, I was thinking of learning, you know, Hilchos Shmiras HaLashon. Do you want to learn with me? That's not by accident. That's a Kadosh Baruch Hu who's an aid badavar. He's a witness to your stirring. And he's helping you out. He's giving you that siyata deshmaya. Grab onto it. That's the opening that Hashem is then widening and allowing the tshuva to become even greater and even bigger. Until the first beginning levels of thoughts. That's why it's not El. It's not to Hashem directly. It's Ad. It's just the beginning stages. But that Ad is enough of an edus, enough of a testimony to help us. And this is, I think, gives us a tremendous amount of chizuk. It begins us off in this process. The second understanding of Ad Hashem Elokecha, the second insight I'd like to look at, is from page 2 of the Nesiv HaShalom, on Ben Kessel Asur, page Kuf Samech Aleph. We're again in the bracketed section, he notes, U'bazeh yesh gam lefareish habeir shuv Yisrael d'Hashem Elokecha ad shetitbatel legamrei kol yeshuasecha l'Hashem Elokecha. Ad means until you are mevatel, you have bittul, very famous Hasidic idea, until you nullify yourself completely in front of Hashem. And he explained, Ki kashalta bavonecha v'zu atzatcha hayechida. Because you've stumbled in your sin, this is your only hope. Dineita b'teres avos she'im yu di mevatel atzmo kalil Hashem itzbarach v'lan hagato. If a person can be mevatel themselves to Hashem and to his hanhaga, the way Hashem treats us. U'mekabel be'ava, we can accept with love. Hanhagas habore imo, the way Hashem treats us. Ech shehu, the way we are. So Ad Hashem Elokecha means that I'm ready to submit myself completely to Hashem. I recognize that my whole being is in Hashem's hands. I recognize that whatever Hashem does with me and for me is for my best good and it's what I deserve. I am mevatel myself. It's not like I stand and say, God, how could you do that? And I refuse to submit myself. But no, if a person can be Ad, the totality of being able to be until Hashem and submitting oneself to Hashem, then Azai Gam Hashem Yitzbarach B'mida K'neged Mida, then Hashem measure for measure Mekabel Oto, Hashem will accept us Ve'et Hanhagato Ech Shehu, that Hashem will be able to accept us the way we are. And this is a very beautiful idea, that if we're able to submit ourselves completely to Hashem and say, Hashem, I recognize that you run the world, that you're in control of everything. When we're able to give ourselves over completely to Hashem, no terms, no strings attached, Hashem says, you know what? I will mida k'negin mida, accept you as who you are, no strings attached, and be able to welcome you and be able to help you in where you're at. If a person stands distant and says, you know what, I'm not ready to submit myself, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, then we're going to have to look at each and everything where you're at. Ad Hashem Elokecha is about bittul. Submit yourself to Hashem completely, and that's what tshuva is about. It's returning to the essence of our lives, the essence of our beings, which is being avdei Hashem, servants of Hashem, and living a life on Hashem's terms and not living a life on our terms. And once we're able to do that, mida keneged mida, Hashem says, now I'm ready to accept you on your terms. And that's a tremendous bracha and a gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us if we're able to reach this level of total bittul, of total nullification. The final idea on the Ad Hashem Elokecha is a very beautiful piece that the Yalkut Lechach Tov in source number 3 in the Sefer Dvarim on Shabbos Shuvah points out. And he says, Morena v'Rabbeinu Hagon Rav Eliyat Lopian Tzatzal B'yer b'acham esichotav ha-muvuo b'sefer Lev Eliyahu et ha-psukim ha-rishonim sh'avtarah b'derech zu. So says Rav Eliyah the following, Shuvah Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha, Shuva Yisrael, return Yisrael, Ad Shehashem Sheata Omer Beficha Umaskiro Tamid. Return Klai Yisrael until the Hashem, which you constantly mention, Hu Yieh Elokecha, will be your God. So here he's dealing with all three, Ad, the Hashem, and the Elokecha. Ad means until you reach the level of Hashem, is going to be your Elokecha, which means klomar sheteda, until you know, vitargish, and you feel, right? The vadata yom and vashevel telvecha. Not just enough intellectual knowledge, has to be transformed into emotional knowledge. Shehu manigacha umashkiach alacha, that Hashem is manig you, that Hashem guides you. Bechol prat du prat, in every step of the way. That you're not going through life as parrot, as habitual, but that you're able to see Hashem is Elokecha. That it's not only lip service, but you're able to feel Hashem in every, it's called Sad Vishal, in every step of the way. Whatever you're doing, you feel this connection to Hashem. That's Shuvah Yisrael. Shuvah Yisrael, returning, means, and it's really a further perspective what Bittul is about. That I live my life of Ad Hashem Elokecha. Wherever I go, I see the hand of Hashem. I recognize the hand of Hashem. I feel the hand of Hashem. I feel like I'm being led. I'm not just going through life as a zombie and, you know, highway hypnosis and I do this and I do that. But no, I'm able to see the Yad Hashem. I'm able to point out the Yad Hashem. I'm able to feel the Yad Hashem. And continues, Rav Elyon says, Alecha ladat, ki kishalon shaya lecha b'mashen, chamar gishu makir shashemu alokecha. And if you want to know why this is so difficult, Noveya mima she'avarta aveirot, v'avoncha hu shegaram lecha. V'zeo mashmur chelko sheni shel pasuk, ki kashalta b'avonecha. Why is it so difficult to feel Hashem everywhere we go? It's not because Hashem isn't found everywhere we are. Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is found everywhere we are. The problem is us. The problem is that we have sinned. And every time we sin, we create a barrier between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in the next pasuk, we'll describe this much more vividly. And because we've created those barriers, we've almost set up what we'd call a timtum alei. We've set up this feeling of distance between ourselves and Hashem. Every sin is another barrier. Every sin is another distance from Hashem. So when you look at this world and you say, well, why can't I find Hashem everywhere? If you tell me He's in every part of my life, how come I don't see Him? How come I don't feel Him? The problem is not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The problem is us. If every time you're going to put another layer in front of your eyes and that's going to darken it and darken it and darken it, so after a while, every sin is going to darken your vision. And spiritually, this is what happens. And continues the Yalkut Lechach Tov and says, "Ruimanu, we see sheyeshnam anashim hamechapsim et hamor nevuchim sheitaretz lahem mekushiyotayim. We find that people are looking for an understanding of why things happen in life. Achoy vavoylo ladam sheizkak lemor nevuchim came zakuku lefilosofia v'chakira chole anoshu. If a person has to go to philosophy to understand life, then they're very, very ill. Umi garam lo kol zeh, and who caused all of this?" It's our sins. Ki kashalta. Dahainu mashetalita. Mashachalita bekochoda nefeshocha. Vavonecha, avonotecha, garmulecha. So it's your sins that have caused this. Life is so clearly run by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's us that are blocking this. And therefore, the advice is the next pasuk chuimachem dvarim et hadvarim shatam edaber beficha ometz levcha v'kach otam imach. The words that you say, take with you. Hargesh otam beramacha v'recha v'shasagi decha, and feel them, the entire essence of your being. U'bekach tikayim v'shuv el Hashem, as it says, v'yadata yom v'shevot el levecha. Yediyah greida ina klum, just intellectual knowledge is worthless. Ela tzricha lishkon bekirbecha hargasham layaki Hashem ulokim b'shamayim imal v'arz v'tacha. This is something that has to become part and parcel of every aspect of our waking being, every aspect of our lives. And how do we do this? Hamanti ki adaber, as Nisiv HaShalom points out, speak emuna. Talk about it. Speak the words. Say brachos out loud. Daven that you can hear what you're saying. When you realize that you're talking to somebody, stop before you daven and think about what you're about to do. Think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu before you say a bracha. Think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you're involved in things that happen, in business transaction, in everyday aspects of life. When you're able to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into your life, HaKol Tzad V'Shal, at every aspect of your life, at that point in time, you'll be Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. You're making Hashem part of your life. And I think that's a very practical aspect for Elul, for Aser Simei Tshuva, of living this time period of A, articulating and speaking emuna, speaking brachos, learning out loud, davening out loud, as well as challenging ourselves throughout our day to stop and articulate and then feel, ah, what a nice thing Hashem did to me. You know, I just had this yesterday, and I made sure to share this with my children as well. We have, as we've mentioned, a gemach for books, a library, a lending library for kids in the community, which, thank God, has just grown beyond our imagination. So we just keep on investing more and more money, and, you know, the books keep on going out. So we went to Feldheim, their Beta Tfus yesterday, where they had overstocks. And, you know, we bought another 1,000 shekels worth of books. And 2 hours later, somebody knocked on the door and said, I have Maisar I wanted to give. Here's 1,000 shekels. And I said to the kids, do you see this so clearly? We went above and beyond and said, we're going to invest. It's going to be our community project. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you go above and beyond, I'll help you out. Let them feel the Hashgacha Pratis in this. Let them feel the Kadosh Baruch Hu's hand. And it's so crucial to be able to feel the Kadosh Baruch Hu's hand when things go well, so that when things are more challenging, you also know that Hashem is there as well. The Shema Yisrael, when we cover our eyes, is even when we don't see Hashem, we recognize that Hashem is very much Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Achad. There's that oneness. There's that connection that we have with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Good. So we've spoken about Shuva Yisrael, 10 tribes, 2 tribes, Kla Yisrael in general, a message to us. Ad Hashem Elokecha, do Shuva while he's still Hashem, Rachamim, before it becomes forced din. Ad Hashem, Hashem is an aid, Hashem is a witness, he'll help you, he'll move you further. Ad Hashem Elokecha, total bittul, completely till Hashem, when you're mivata, when you nullify yourself to Hashem, Hashem will kivyachol nullify himself to you and be able to accept you who you are. And finally, Ad Hashem Elokecha, you have to go do tshuva until Hashem becomes Elokecha. He's not just a Yud Kei Vav Kei, he's not just a concept. He's Elokecha, he's your personal God, he's your God. You find him on every step of the way. That's what tshuva is about, feeling Hashem's presence. Kuim Achem Dvarim, take with you words, take with you things, make Hashem as real as possible. I'd like to look at, before we do the last phrase of Kikashalta Bavonecha, I'd like to do a very interesting Mamar Chazal, which is found on source page 4, in the Siftei Chaim Chelek Aleph, where Chazal tells us the following. The Gemara Numa learns, Pei Vavam and Beis, Gedola Tshuva Shemagat Ad Kisei HaKavod. At Hashem Elokecha, until Hashem your God, Chazal learned greatest tshuva that reaches ad until the Kisei HaKavod, until the throne of glory. Now, obviously, the question we have to ask ourselves is, why does Chazal, based on this pasuk, learn that greatest tshuva that reaches until the Kisei HaKavod, the throne of glory, why not just say greatest tshuva that reaches until Hashem? So here the Sifti Chaim explains that Mahut Kisei HaKavod Yuvan al pi divrei HaZohar. The Kisei HaKavod, the concept of a Kisei HaKavod, right? Hashem doesn't have a throne, Hashem doesn't sit, Hashem's not a person. What's the concept of Kisei HaKavod? So Zohar explains in Vayikra, HaNeshamos Heng Vzuros Mitachat Kisei HaKavod, that the Neshamos are hewn from under the Kisei HaKavod. Neshamos Yisrael, what does this mean? Heim Habonim Vayotzim Et Kisei Kvod Shemayim. The Neshamos of Klal Yisrael are what build the Kisei Kvod Shemayim, or what build HaKadosh Baruch Hu's throne. Ayidei Tafkido V'Chalko Miuchad Shekol Echad Miyisrael Vodat Hashem Shelo. Through each and every one of our unique missions, Nivne Kisei HaKavod. We build the Kisei HaKavod. V'zeh G'dolo Tshuva Shemagad Ad Kisei HaKavod. This is what it means, greatest tshuva that reaches until Kisei HaKavod. Sheyesh B'kocha Shel Tshuva La'ashiv Et HaNeshama Makor Sharasha. Greatest tshuva that it returns the neshama back to its essence, back to its root. Haruchani, the spiritual roots, Mevinyan Kisei HaKavod, and building this throne. By building this complete edifice of the throne of Hashem's glory. What Sifti Chaim is saying based on Zohar is a very, very beautiful idea for our lives. What does it mean, great is tshuva that reaches the Kisei HaKavod? Why not till Hashem? Because what it's talking about is what the essence of tshuva is all about. Tshuva literally means to return, right? You have a sheila, a question, and a tshuva is an answer. Tshuva is returning to ourselves. The tshuvato haramata by Shmuel, right? A full circle. Tshuva, this is the Rav speaks about, Rav Salvechik and Ala Tshuva, is coming back to the point of origin. Tshuva is coming back to the essence of why we are created. And that imagery of the essence of why we are created is the imagery of the neshamos being taken from under the Kisei HaKavod, which means that each and every neshama, each and every soul, when we are brought down here in this world, we are here to do a tafkid, we're here to do a job. And we don't know what our job is. For some, it may be raising this type of child. For another, maybe taking care of this type of parent, or maybe taking care of this particular situation. It's not necessarily a profession. It's the mahus. It's the entire being of who we are. And that's why we're put here in this world. And therefore, every time I take care of this child, every time I take care of this parent, every time I take care of this situation, I'm creating more godliness in this world. I'm creating more gilui kvod shamayim. I'm creating more godliness in this environment. And every time I do that, and every time I create this revelation of godliness, I am allowing Kivyachol Kadosh Baruch Hu to reside within this that I've created. I've brought a Kadosh Baruch Hu Shechina, his presence down here, because I am doing what I'm supposed to be doing, and in that way bringing more godliness into this world. And every time Hashem resides in this world, it's the imagery of the Kisei HaKavod. It's as if I am creating a throne for Hashem's glory. And therefore, Shuva Yisrael is our call. What does it mean to do tshuva? It means to tap into and recognize what is our mission in this world. What are our aspects in our lives that we need to create those opportunities that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can kivyachol reside in our midst. The Gilui Kvod Shamayim, the revelation of godliness, that we're going to have the ability for Hashem Kivyachol's Kisei HaKavod, his throne of glory, to be created in that which I do. And that, therefore, the Chazal are telling us from this pasuk of Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha, Ad Kisei HaKavod, that this is the greatness of tshuva, that sometimes we get off course, and sometimes we ask ourselves, why, this is so difficult and so draining, and how can I be involved in this? And then suddenly tshuva reminds us and says, this is why we're here. This is the gilui kvod shamayim that we have in this world, and this is what we need to be attentive to. It's interesting, just to continue for one more moment or so, in the Siftei Chaim, on the bottom of the page in F, he tells us how to really go about practically, metaphysically, practically, how to go about this tshuva process. And he says, "Kechol binyan homed libanot, as any building that's about to be built, sarich tichnun meirosh." You have to first have the building plans. You can't begin laying the foundations unless you have a vision of the top floor. If you don't have a vision of where you want to head to, you'll never reach there. Avodat ha-tshuva efsharit rak im matchilat ha-derech tehei shifato l'shinui erchim lagi al si ha-shlimur v'lo listapek b'shinui ma'isim bilvat. So says Rav Chaim Freelander Zatzal, he says, why is it so often that we're so unsuccessful in our tshuva, right? We take on a New Year's resolution and we're really gung-ho, and 2 weeks into Mar Cheshvan already, maybe next year. It's so difficult. Why is it that we have such difficulties? Because it becomes a hodgepodge. We take this on, we take that on, and it's like building a building without having a blueprint, without having a sense of where we're going. If we have an idea of Gedola Tshuva Shemagada Kisei HaKavod, and I have an idea that it's about going to back to my Shorash and my Neshama, and I have a vision of who I want to be in this world, I have a sense of why Hashem created me in this world. And it means, and this Rabbi Tatz speaks about in Jewish Thinking, Teenager's Guide to Life, something along those lines, where you have to look at everyone's qualities, right? He talks about drawing a circle and putting all your qualities inside the circle and everything you're not outside the circle, and then looking at your building site and the toolbox you've been given, and you have a sense of what you're here to do, right? You know what your kochos and nefesh are. You're an empathic person, you're not. You're a judgmental person, you're not. You know what your personality is. You know life situations that have been given to you. You know more or less where, you know, what is in with your purview of life and what is not. I mean, to have the same expectations of a person growing up in Mea Shearim, when you've grown up in New York City, it can't be the same. You have different buildings to build and different needs to build, right? Someone who has 10 kids and someone has 5 kids. Someone has no kids. Someone who's not married. Someone who is married. Someone who's widowed. Everyone has different positions in life. Look at where you are in life and ask yourself, what is my building site? What are the tools given to me? What type of building do I want to build for life? And then this year, what are the different rooms that I can logically work on this year? And then when you take on Kabbalos that are going to help you build your rooms, so then they become part and parcel of who you are, and you want to take them on because you have a sense and a passion for your building, and you want it to be the best and the strongest and the most efficient building it can be. But it has to have vision. It has to have a sense. We may not have a complete sense, and the building may change, yes. But right now, where am I headed? What should the building look like? What type of person do I want to be over the course of my lifetime? What do I want it said about me at the end of 120 years? If you can't figure that out, then you can't move further. If you know you want it said about you, you were involved in this type of chesed, you were this type of person, whatever it may be. So now build yourself toward that type of person. You want to be a person who's known for their emes, for their truth. So now work on this year, not exaggerating. You want to be known for a person who does hachnasat orchim. So what are you doing this year toward that goal? You want to be known for a person who had a beautiful relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu and tefillah. What are you doing about that? Practically, how are you implementing it? And then you're building tzad. First you have to have Shuva Yisrael L'Shem Elokecha. Reach for the stars. See the blueprint. Understand the Shorash Neshama. And then once you've been able to do that, then you'll be able to look at every part of the building each year and say, okay, what room needs to be added now? What doorway needs to be added now? What light fixture needs to be added now? Whatever it is, step by step, small steps, but within the larger vision in mind. Good. Okay, so we've begun Tshuva Yisrael, Hashem Elokecha. We're up to the last part of this pasuk of Ki Kashalta Bavonecha. And we ask the question, how can you stumble on your sin? So Rashi says something very interesting. Rashi says, Ba'u lecha michsholim ba'aravonecha. stumbling blocks have come to you because of your sin. And perhaps what Rashi is alluding to here, and this will be the first of our approaches, is the concept of aveira goreris aveira, that one sin leads to another. Originally, you stumbled on a sin. Originally, you sinned on purpose. But because of sinning on purpose, ba'u l'cha mikhsholim, then stumbling blocks have come that you now are sinning further and further because of that original sin. And therefore, when you do tshuva, you have to do tshuva for the core sin. So in that way, you're really taking care of a lot of the ripple effects as well. Let's give a practical example. Let's say somebody takes something that doesn't belong to them. Outright, avon, you do it on purpose. You sin. And then somebody confronts you and says, did you see this? Did you take this? No, I didn't. Now you've lied. Well, do you know who has? Well, you want to cover yourself up. You blame somebody else. Next sin, right? And it just spirals out of control. If you can just work on your original problem, which in this case is either not being able to tell the truth or the original one, taking things that don't belong to you, if you're able to work on the core ones, so then if you never took the thing in the first place, you'll never have to deny, you'll never have to blame somebody else, and you'll solve a lot of the problems. So, Shuva Yisrael da Shem Elokecha, ki kashalta bavonecha. Rashi is teaching us, what is tshuva about? Do tshuva because you have stumbled on your sin. And if you can work on the original sin, so you've obviated a lot of the tshuva process. The second approach of Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha, the kishalon and the avon, is found in the Sichos Musar on page 5. And he says, "V'yeshel va'er b'zem amar navi shuv Yisrael l'shem elokecha ki kashal t'bavonecha." V'amru chazal gedolat tshuva shemagad kitzei kavod shenemar shuv Yisrael l'shem elokecha. And we also know, "B'makom shebalei tshuva omdim ein tzadikim gemurim yacholim la'amar," where tzadikim gemurim stand cannot compare to where the balei tshuva are. And he says, "Why not?" It's through falling that you're able to get up even greater. It's through sitting in darkness that you can really embrace and appreciate light, or Hashem. So explains the Sichos Musar a little bit differently. Ki kashalta bavonecha doesn't mean you stumbled in your sin, but rather you have fallen in your sin. Do tshuva because you have a wonderful opportunity. Because now that you have sinned and you've gotten way down, you've really fallen, that can be the very springboard to move you to even greater and higher levels. So Shuva Yisrael is a call to each and every one of us and says, look at your life. You know, when things are just going hunky-dory and everything's fine, there's no impetus that propels you to really move on. Very similar to walking down the sidewalk. And if you don't trip and everything is smooth, so you don't even realize you're walking on a sidewalk. You come along to one bump, one crack, and you trip on it, and you fall, let's say, you say, oh my, I'm walking a sidewalk, I have to be much more careful. I have to now get up and be more conscious of how I'm walking. That is greatest tshuva, shemagada kisei akavot. What is the greatness of tshuva? Tshuva is about looking at sin and being able to utilize it as a springboard for greatness, where bali tshuva stand, repentance stand, tzaddikim can't stand. So recognize, because you stumbled, because you've fallen in your sin, that is the greatest reason why you can do the greatest tshuva. So according to the Sichos Musar, pshat in the pasuk is, Shuva Yisrael Hashem Elokecha. You should return to Hashem. Ki kashalta bavonecha. And you're able to reach ad kisei hakavod because you have stumbled in your sin, because you have fallen, because you have reached these low levels. Let's just do two more ideas on this phrase, and then Amir Tzashem, next time we'll pick up with the next pasuk. The next is on page 6, the Siva Shalom, where he says so beautifully. He says, around 8 lines down from the bed, he says, Al yipo berucho uvayu manuhu masav melastiga ta tshuva ruya. A person should never be despondent about doing tshuva, that there's no hope for them. Anytime that any of us sin, it's really a stumbling. Why? Because we, by essence, are a chelek of Hashem above. And when we sin, it's this folly and foolishness that enters into us. Because ish yudi einenu mesugal lachto, we don't have the capacity to sin. Rak mitosh nistakal mimeno das, if only knowledge and das leave us. Who would be able to sin? We have in the Shema Torah, we're chelek elokam mimal. We're not capable. Even when we technically sin on purpose, ain't the elokish alone. It's only a stumbling. Shuva Yisrael, do tshuva, because kikashalta b'avanecha. Even when you sinned on purpose, it was a kishalon. It was a stumbling. You could never do it on purpose. If we would just think about the greatness of Hashem, lo hayachote, you would never sin. You never sell the bechora for some momentary pleasure of lentil soup. It's only the ruach shtus that comes into you. And really, we're sinning without knowledge. Yes, we're accountable. No question about it. But the approach, the Siva Shalom says, is such a gevaldic approach. Again, in the section Mekesel Lasur, page Kuf Nun Teh, what he's saying is gevaldic. He's saying, Ki kashalta b'mnecha is telling us the essence of who we are. Anytime a Yid sins, anytime a Jew sins, it can never be on purpose. If we were for a moment think about the greatness of Hashem, and what a sin is about, and how it distances us from Hashem, and how it taints our neshama, and what effect it has on us, what effects it has on all the worlds, of course we would never sin. Right? If I were to tell you that in the following conversation that you are having is being taped, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is listening and taking notes, so you'd be very careful what you say, but we don't think along those lines. You know, the mashal the Siva Shalom gives in the next page of the Sefer, which is not in front of us, gives a beautiful mashal of a villager who comes to the palace for the first time, and he sees a chandelier extended from the ceiling by a rope. And he looks and he says, wow, what a gevaldic rope. Takes a ladder, he says, I could use a lot with this rope. He takes it and he cuts it because he wants the rope. And what happens to the chandelier? Crashes down and breaks. We're like that. We want the rope. We want those momentary pleasures. If we would know that taking the rope would mean the chandelier or neshama kadosha, the kiddush shem shemayim, the God's revelation in this world, would be shattered and the effects it would have, of course it would never do it. But we're like this foolish villager. We're looking at the rope. We're looking at our momentary pleasure. We're not looking at the chandelier. We're not looking at our neshama. We're not looking at the entire picture. So according to the Siva Shalom, Shuva Yisrael Hashem Elokecha, do tshuva, because recognize ki kashalta bavonecha. When you do a sin even on purpose, it's a kishalom. It's just a stumbling. It's not really you, because you would never do, you, the neshama tahara, would never do such a sin. Final idea on this pasuk, it's page 7. The Gemara in Yuma, Pei Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Amar Reish Lakish Gedola Tshuva Shezdono Naso Lo Kishkogos. Greatest Tshuva that Zidonos, Averus we do on purpose, turn into Shkogos, done by accident. And he learns it from this pasuk. Shenem Ar Shuva Yisrael Da Shem Alkecha Kika Shaltim Avanecha Ha Avon Meizid Hu Vekari Lei Michsho. Right? We know that Avon is amazed, but yeah, we call it a mechshel, we call it accidental. So greatest tshuva that has the ability, greatest repentance has the ability to switch the Avon, to switch the sin we've done on purpose into a kishalon, as if we've done it by accident. And the Gemara then goes on, that's tshuva miyira, tshuva out of fear of punishment. Tshuva mi'ava, we'll talk about this in Mirtz Hashem in the next pasuk. Tshuva out of love doesn't only turn it as if you did it accidentally, it turns it into doing it as if it was a mitzvah. So this is the power of Tshuva Yisrael. You want to know what the power of Tshuva is? Hoshea is telling Klal Yisrael, Ki kashalta b'avonecha, that which you did b'avon on purpose, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to consider it as if you did it by accident. A whole different punishment scheme. Why? Because you've done Tshuva. And if you do tshuva me'ava, not out of yira, but me'avat Hashem, out of love of Hashem, then those very same averus you did on purpose are going to turn into as if you've done mitzvos instead. And that dynamic, Samir Tzashem, we will pick up with next time. I think the major, a lot of major lessons we've learned for today in summary is the power of tshuva, the power of tshuva being able to come back to our inner selves, our inner souls, and how the tshuva process allows us to be able to pick ourselves up even higher than we were previously, and to recognize that the essence of who we are can never sin. And when we're able to appreciate our essence, able to appreciate what our tafkid is in this world, then our tshuva takes on a dramatically different aspect, and we're able to envision a building and then begin building that very building.